Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I can't ever remember a time when that song didn't sound good, or that dong didn't sound good.
Listen, when you're in the porn industry and you hear a really good dong,
Jesus, what is wrong with me today?
Wow, that was a wonderful admission.
We got one more interview to do, and it's the most exciting interview of the day.
Well, because we've been looking forward to
the weekend. Yes, yeah. We have been looking forward.
I mean,
anyway,
it's the dong thing that threw us off.
Foo Fighters on MMR, Preston and Steve show. I got a lot going through my head right now because we were yesterday we had Steve Zahn
yes
on the show. I've had Steve many times on the program. It was by far the most fun interview we have had with him.
Well, yeah, and we're so excited about this.
Yes, we are about this event tonight. Now, yeah. We were scheduled to have Tom Everett Scott, and we may still have Tom Everett Scott on in a moment. We're working on it, but as a bonus, We have two more members of the Wonders on the show right now.
Yeah,
you didn't
even
know this, right, Nick?
What happened?
We just found this out.
At this point, we'll have had the whole band.
Yeah, if Tom calls in, we would have had the entire band, and I'm going to conference these guys in together. They're calling from different locations, so I'm going to get them in now. Please welcome both Ethan Embry and Jonathan Scheck to the show this morning. Gentlemen, I can't believe this. First of all, Ethan, where are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're wonderful. Where are you, Ethan?
I'm down in Georgia.
In Georgia. All right. And Jonathan, where are you?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. And you guys are going to be, you know, obviously tonight at 7 o'clock for this event, joining each other, wanting to get it together. But you guys have also been coordinating leading up to this, correct?
We've been going back and forth.
You've been going on Twitter. That's awesome. Listen, I love the fact that you guys have stayed in touch with each other. As we were telling Zahn yesterday, it's like the band is real. I mean, I love this movie so much, and it's just a fun representation of that place and time in music and of the story of a rise and fall of a one-hit wonder. But, you know, and I'll address you one at a time so we're not talking all over each other. But this morning, Marissa, one of our producers, show me a video of you guys, and Ethan, I'll go to you first, when you went over to Japan to tour to promote the movie, and it was like the real thing. It's like you guys were a real band, wasn't it?
First of all, Marissa needs to send me that video. We would love to watch
I posted it on Twitter.
Oh, fantastic. I'll hunt it down. But that we were just talking about that experience yesterday during one of our interviews. We went on a tour in Japan, played a couple crazy Japanese morning shows, and it was like being in a real band.
That's so cool.
I believe it. And Jonathan, tell me, and you can speak for everybody. It looks like it was probably one of the most fun times of your life.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the most fun times of my life. It's not the most fun, but my family is a lot of fun as well. My second family, and we've stuck together for all this time and got to see each other here, there, and we're getting together because you know we're kind of we feel like we're in the forefront of what everyone's going through at the same time.
Yeah,
and one thing is that thing you do is a feel-good movie, so we want everyone to show up and have a great time tonight with us.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Steve Zahn yesterday, Ethan, he had said, you know, at the time when that thing you do came out, it really did so at the box office. But what about it has given it the legs that it has, and that people still have such a passion for it?
You know, if I knew the formula for what that happens, how that happens with certain movies, but I don't. But most of my movies were short-lived in the box office, and then they continue on through their VHS life. And I'll take that experience over a really good first two weekends any day because the movies then become part of people's lives because they watch it every other couple of months and.
We agree, and honestly, the people we enjoy talking to the most are the people who populate those movies, those moments where people say, they want to turn you on, you know, to that thing you do. They want to turn you on to an Empire Records or anything that has – it becomes near and dear to people. It's something they sort of take ownership of, and we're always excited to talk to actors associated with those projects. So in
and
a
you
way –
you know what? I think, too, I think music is a big thing.
Yeah.
Because if you look at a lot of those films, they're built on this foundation of music. Mm-hmm. And – music is such a personal thing with people's lives that when a film is built on that foundation, people don't want to let it go.
And guys, would this movie have been what it was without Adam Schlesinger writing that incredibly hooky song, That Thing You Do?
You know, it was the first time we heard it was a bunch of different songs that they all played at once. To try to pick the winner, it was easy. When you heard it, it was like, God, that song just is catchy. Yeah. You know, it's snappy.
It's the tune of the movie.
It's snappy. Snappy. That's perfect.
Well, the Fountains of Wayne, we were fans to begin with. We were playing them on the radio station we were on at the time. And again, snappy and hooky and all those things apply. But, reading about his body of work, he just basically said, and we had a clip of his, an extensive interview he did just before he passed, talking about he just did imitations of artists he loved, but he added so much more to that. And that's what drove you needed to believe this would be a hit, and you needed to believe you guys as a band, and both things happened.
Yeah, the movie was called That Thing You Do before the song was written. So
wow.
So it had to carry the weight and.
That's not an easy lyric to write. That's a hard lyric.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
You know, like, that can go south fast.
Hey, I saw an interesting suggestion from someone to eventually do a follow-up film called That Thing We Did. That would be pretty
cool.
And
we all sound like the Foo Fighters.
And you're singing about dogs.
Yeah. Ethan, it took me several viewings of that movie until I realized in the entire film, your character, they never call you by name. They call you the bass player. And it wasn't until one day I'm watching the end of the film and I see what happened to all the guys in the band as their lives played out. And sure enough, there you are. Your character's name is T.B. Player, the bass player. I was like,
if I'm not mistaken, it's T. Period. Like the T and B. Is parenthetical? Is that the grammatic term that I'm looking for?
We'll go with it. Yeah,
it's an abbreviation. So we went with Tobias because I think the abbreviation was in the script too.
Yeah. But
I have no idea what his middle name was, but his first name was Tobias.
I always assumed it was for the bass player, and and it was kind of funny that they did that. It was maybe a commentary on how bass players kind of get lost in the shuffle of band lineups, maybe.
That's
Paul
exactly
McCartney it. And like Les Claypool, totally lost in the shuffle.
Tonight, how's this going to work? Is somebody going to host this? And are you guys going to have free commentary while you're watching the movie? How's it going to play out? John,
you want to take it, John?
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
Well, okay, so the first thing that we're going to do, everyone's going to get together, and we're going to honor the people on the front lines, the nurses and the doctors. They do that every day in New York at 7 p.m. We're going to do the same thing and honor them. And
so
then
right at the top, everybody applaud and get up and make noise with us.
Great, okay. Great.
Yep. And then I think Tom Scott's going to give us a little countdown. Everyone get their players ready, and we're all going to push play at the same time.
Okay.
So that movie's so with playing. You guys watching at home, get the copy of your movie queued up right there at that 21st Century logo where the drum roll starts, and push pause. And we'll tell you when we all push play together.
So you've got the YouTube channel running. You can have it, however you do it. You either have it on your laptop or whatever, and you got it if you're watching it on any one of the streaming services, or if you have a disc, you get it all queued up. It starts, and then you guys are off and running with the commentary.
Yeah, and Zahn will be off and running.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to lean back and let Steve take the whole
thing. I'll tell you guys.
That's all I did in the movie anyway. Just tried not to laugh the whole time.
I'll tell you what. We've had some crazy interviews with him over the years, but the last interview just yesterday was so good because he's so passionate about doing this, and he considers you guys such dear friends. You know, and he kept going on about how it's the rarest of things in a business like the business you guys are in to develop a fraternal sense that you have with this collective. So, and you're all echoing that as well.
Yeah, Zahn's coming out here. He's going to help me fix my flooding problems. He's the reason why I'm in Nashville, so he's going to come over here and help me.
Hey,
he's going to bring his tractor.
I wanted to say to you, Jonathan, you had a good run, and I hope it continues, as Jonah Hex on the CW, Legends of Tomorrow and Batwoman. Is one of my favorite characters, the Jonah Hex character. Is there any plan to continue that?
You know, we haven't discussed it, but there's been a huge interruption in our in our world. So hopefully they'll bring me back. I love that character, man. I'd love to play it more and keep exploring with it, because he's very timely.
Yeah, well, there's such a good, because you have him, you have Constantine, and that DC universe, they flirt with the paranormal a little bit more. And Jonah Hex is that element that is really very cool. So yeah, that whole group, you're now forever enshrined in the convention circuit, if you so choose to go to that.
I wonder how the convention circuit is going to do after all of this.
I know
that's true.
Like, these industries with tightly packed together people.
Well, you know what? They're I'll tell you this. They're automatically social distanced by the huge backpacks that they wear.
Yeah.
Right. And all of the wings on them.
And the cosplay masks.
And the cosplay masks.
Yeah, it plays right into the quarantine. Hey, about that thing you do, I want to ask each one of you individually if there's a scene that stands out to your movie, be it personal behind the scenes or just the way it is theatrically, that is one of your favorites. Ethan, I'll start with you.
I personally love that whole sequence when we first hear the song.
Yes.
On the radio.
It's so exciting.
Yes.
We just run around and Liv and I are jumping and then we're all meeting up in the appliance store together. It's just making it was just completely joyful.
And there's a part where Liv is on the street. She hears it first. She sees you standing out in front of the Army Surplus store, and she hits you, and you're just like,
how great is that little hidden nugget? Like, I'm in front of the Army Surplus store. Hint, yep. Hint, hint.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, Jonathan, how about you? A favorite scene?
Well, you know, that scene... it's played out in my real life many times because people, you know, they relate to that when they're artists.
Yeah.
So I know that Tom wrote the whole movie because everyone can relate to that. You know, there comes a day in everyone's life when the dream that you dream becomes that thing you do.
Yeah.
And it's so genuine. I have to ask you, Ethan, as well, because Marissa is such a fan and I'm a fan of Empire Records. Again, you're talking about a movie that has worked its way into pop culture legend. So you get recognized for that thing you do in Empire Records. What do you get recognized for the most in your career?
I mean, it really depends, because it depends what type of person it's all because of the college jocks love Vegas Vacation.
Yes, 90s
kids love Empire Records. That thing you do typically spans all of them, though.
Right.
Which is what's kind of special about the movie. It's a wide net that thing you do cast.
Well, you have
I'm sorry to jump in here, Casey. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Everett Scott is joining us. So we have Tom, we have Ethan, we have Jonathan, we had Zahn on yesterday. We have now had all the O'Neaters on the show. Unbelievable. Well, you know what, Tom, thanks first of all. And you know what, I'm going to jump right to the exact thing we were discussing just this moment ago. And let's see if you have the same answer that Ethan and Jonathan do. Your favorite scene in the movie, whether it be because of something that happened behind the scenes or some kind of event that we, the moviegoer, would love.
Oh my gosh, what a crazy question. I think my favorite scene is absolutely when we hear the song on the radio.
There you go. We all said the same thing.
No way.
Yeah. Because it's so genuine. It's the joy of that moment when you realize you've made it.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just, it just gives you chills.
Well, you know, I love this scene in particular with you where you're with the jazz musician.
And
that we can all relate to that. Anyone who does any sort of thing where they move along and they say, wait a second, this is something I kind of like, and maybe I would enjoy this, and this could become my new course direction. And you see that's played out in that scene that's done so brilliantly.
Yeah, that's another great scene. You know, there was so much surrounding that scene. We filmed it once, and then all of the film came back out of focus, and so we had to reshoot it.
Oh, wow. That's got to suck. Yeah.
No, it was incredible, though, because the first time we filmed it, that drum piece was so difficult, I could barely get through it. And so when we had a second shot at it, I had my drum teacher record that. Something a little bit easier to handle, and that's what we got.
Wow. And how has your drum skills fared over the years? Do you play at all anymore?
Yeah, you know, I set up the kit, and over the years, I mean, it's been a you know, a way to kind of relieve stress, and my kids have all jumped behind it. And
his drum like a heartbeat. That thing still pumps.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's still got it.
Yeah. We played it, for the reunion, and I had it set up in my studio for a while, and a friend, a composer, Michael Giacchino. Really,
oh my God,
he's
Michael
one of
Giacchino.
Our best friends. I've been to his house. We know Michael very well.
Well, he was using my studio for a while he was building his, and I think J.J. Abrams has sat at that kit and played it. I think Tom Cruise has sat at that kit and played it.
Wow,
those are all films that Michael was working on. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's got some. Got some good juju around it.
That's cool, man.
Preston here is a drummer, and he is on this app or this site called Drumeo.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Are you familiar with that at all?
No, not at all. What is it?
It's an online repository of some of the greatest drummers around, period. And they give instruction, and it's all the way from beginner up to advanced. It's really an awesome program, and it teaches you, you know, different exercises and techniques that you may not have worked on before, but it's worth checking out, Tom. If you do want to advance your chops a little bit, you should look at Drumeo.
Absolutely. Drumeo? I'll check it out.
Yeah. Hey, we have a strange question we've been asking every single person that we've been interviewing since the quarantine, at least the past couple of weeks. We have found out that almost everybody, Steve Zahn included, has been making banana bread during the quarantine. So, Ethan, have you made banana bread?
I haven't made banana bread, but I've got about 16 washable white canvas masks with a filter pocket for the ladies.
You've been making
You've
them?
Got your masks.
I have. Yeah. I got a sewing machine off of Craigslist before all of this went down, and I've been learning how to sew.
Good call. All right, Jonathan, how about you?
I have no banana bread, but I can't stop eating cookies.
Yeah. I hear you.
I know.
And
Tom, how about you?
No banana bread, but cookies.
Cookies.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So I wanted to jump in a little bit earlier before Thomas joined the Tom joined the call. But Ethan, on your Twitter, it says you're known as the kid that from the movie Dutch. And by the way, I love that movie. I think it's a great movie, and it still holds up today. But I want to recommend to our listeners after they get done watching the live YouTube event tonight to. You can rent on demand a movie called Cheap Thrills with you and David Koechner. I love that movie.
That is a mind F that movie.
It is so much fun. It goes from like
and it's
zero
a family film.
Like, yeah. Not really a family film. I would show my kids though.
Yeah, Jonathan, you should show your kids that movie.
But you can rent it on Prime Video. It's like $2.99. So if you know, and people are looking for, you know, recommendations to you know, pass the time, Cheap Thrills is a great movie.
Great. It's the thing about Cheap Thrills, it is an experience best in a crowd, a small group, which is not possible at this moment.
Right.
But it's a good time to sort of test it out on a solo journey. It makes me depressed when I watch it alone.
Okay.
But if I watch it with a group of people, it turns into a comedy.
Well, we're going to talk some other things that that you guys have done and what people can watch, because we've mentioned Jonah Hex for Jonathan, but Tom, the show I'm Sorry, I thought was great. And
great.
Oh, thanks.
What is the status of that? Is it another season in the works, or what's going on?
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, we were 2 weeks into season 3 shooting it, and we had to shut down. So as soon as we come out of this, we're going to finish up season 3.
Yeah, it's just smartly written. You guys pull it off awesome. There's so much wrong stuff in it that's just hilarious. So I'm glad to hear that's going to be around again.
I love that series.
Man. Another one that's great for the kids.
Right?
I know, right?
Well, you know, listen, that thing you do is wonderful for the kids. So you got that clear. And the event tonight, I think, couldn't be coming at a better time, especially when you know, people are tapping out things that they've binged and they're looking for something new but yet retro to enjoy. So the whole idea is going to be, I think it's going to be a huge success for you guys.
Yeah, I think this is of all the things that have been going on, to me personally, this is the most fun sounding thing yet that I've heard. So we're excited.
No pressure.
We're so happy. We're excited.
No pressure.
And obviously, you know, there's a lot of people that are out of work and trying to make ends meet, and musicians certainly fall into that. So the Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund is what it's going to be. Funds raised for and celebrating Adam Schlesinger as well, who unfortunately was a casualty victim, to this. So, guys, we love the movie. We love your work. Anytime you have anything at all you need to promote or whatever, please think of the Preston and Steve Show in Philadelphia on WMMR, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, fellas. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Ethan, Jonathan, Tom, the Omnitors. Yay! Oh, my God.
That was so cool.
That was incredibly cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what it went from? It went from we're having Tom Everett Scott on to Marissa about 5 minutes before the interview saying he might not be coming on. We're not really sure.
Right. Yeah.
To, oh, by the way, we have Ethan Embry and Jonathan Scheck on the line ready to go. And Tom hasn't called in yet. And then we interview them. And then all of a sudden Tom's on. That was way cool.
You know, there's a part. Yeah, it was great. Of course, you go from 0 to 60 and then above. Yeah. But Jonathan, of course, he has that scene, you know, I quit.
Oh, my God.
You know, and you're like, but yet you sort of see what he's saying, but he's also, it's, you know, it's like, oh.
I do, because that he was a bit of a jerk as well.
Yeah.
But he was a true musician who had a vision as to what he wanted to. It was getting manipulated and changed.
Uh-huh.
And he saw the cheapness of it, and he wasn't having it. And if you look at the superlatives or whatever you want to call them at the end, what ends up happening in their lives later on, he goes on to a successful music career.
Yeah, yeah.
And becomes a producer and a writer and everything. So he was the real deal. What a great movie. What a cool event.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight.
Yep, exactly.
And Tom's friends with Michael Giacchino. I mean, how badass is that?
You got to let Giacchino know that his name came up. Yeah.
I just did. He texted me back right away. He's already up, and he said he's a good friend. He's a really good person, and he's going to be tuning into the watch party tonight as well.
I think that Michael had mentioned Tom Everett Scott, if not the last time, the time before that he was on with us. So that's all good. That's cool.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.